Yo, yo, what's up? We're back. Another episode, Relaxitate Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, the homie Quinn, what happened, fella?
So, what's
going on?
Chilling, man, chilling. 1 week closer to some football, man.
9 days.
Ooh. Yeah.
Actually, high school starting this week, so.
Some high school.
Well, in some places. So.
Yeah, some place. Well, up here they start next week, but, you know, deep down, down there where we from, you know, it started this week. So, yeah, man, I'm hyped up, man. I'm hyped up. Summer League was pretty good, man. Ended with a bang. Basketball wise,
do y'all think they need to play more than five games? Or y'all think five games is enough?
Man, I'm pretty sure five games is enough.
Yeah, I thought because it seemed like it was more than that. And see, you don't want to do too much because you know, them boys be hype, you know what I mean? And they ain't playing it like it's just summer league, them boys out there. Trying to dunk on each other, and, you know what I'm saying? They out there, and you know, have to reel them pit bulls in, man.
They just trying to see what they got anyway. You know, five games is enough to see what you got. Like they, you know, they probably need to, you know, get out and go work on their game some more, and you know, figure out, hey, this didn't work in some league, and this did work in some league. So you know, let me go ahead and build on this or change this up or whatever.
Yeah, look. Because like you said, they probably need to go and start preparing for the league. You know
what that, and a lot of them need to go ahead and start preparing for something else, too, because most of them ain't going to make the league.
True indeed.
You don't want to keep them
overseas.
You don't want to keep them there for that long doing that, and they're not even going to make the team. You know, well, maybe you do. I don't know. But it just seems like that to me.
Nah, I feel you. I definitely would want, you know, want them to do me that solid if I ain't make it. Somebody else might want me, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I might need to be, you know, looking at China or Israel or whatever, you know, whatever other options you got, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I've been wanting to ask y'all this, but since we here, I ask y'all this. Now, what y'all think about that Bledsoe trade?
That four player, wasn't it like a four player? Not that four player trade.
I mainly mean how y'all think he's gonna fit in with the Clippers.
I don't think that trade really matters at this point. To me, Eric Bledsoe is like how Jeff Teague was on
Milwaukee.
Like he, I want to say he threw, but I don't think he'll factor like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was just where he was at and the situation he was in, but I just don't see him as being a factor like he was before. So I don't really see that as something that really helps them.
Do you think it was worth it for the players they gave up for him?
Who did they really give up, though?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they gave up the hype, man.
Like, so who did they really give up? You know what I'm saying? And then they didn't even want him. They shipped him, what, to Minnesota?
Yeah, and then Minnesota shipped him to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, as far as, like, with Bledsoe, I think, you know what I mean? I think it's always cool or good and necessary to have vets around. You know what I mean? Like, if he does play a lot, I don't see where he hurt him, you know what I mean? But it, like Kevin said, I don't see him going out there being what Reggie Jackson was for them or nothing like that.
Not at all.
But I don't see him hurting him, you know what I mean? I think it's just like kind of Kevin said, like he there. Like I say, I'm a fan of having veterans on the team anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, like I said, when I was younger, I didn't really understand. I'd be like, yo, this dude old, like he don't play. But that's the value. They value is more than what we can, you know what I mean? It's not like much they're going to be out here averaging, you know, 15, 20 points a game or nothing like that. It's just like, you know, you in the locker room and you got this young guy and this dude been in the league 10, 12 years, and he could say, yo, man, I know you're going through boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? Take him under the wing. Yo, chill. Don't do this. Don't do that. Eat this. Don't eat that. Do this for recovery. Like, and then you start, and then that one young guy go tell another young guy, yo, man, Kevin got me right. Hey, man, then that thing, you know what I'm saying? It's that presence is necessary to me. You know what I mean? Just like you see Miami just re-sign Udonis to another year. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's $1 million. I don't think Udonis has him hurting for no bread, but at the same time, I ain't gonna, if I doubt very seriously Udonis has him at practice having to do what Tyler Hero and them got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he at that point. Yeah. And so, you're going to give me $1 million to come here? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I mean, I agree with everything you said. But, I mean, I don't – I mean, Pat Bev is a veteran player, too. So, I kind of see that as maybe they just trying to move on from him. Because if this was if this was Eric Bledsoe from his early Clipper days, then, it'd be, like, really impactful. You know what I'm saying? But, like, right now at this point, from what I – and maybe it's just a situation where he wasn't happy where he was at. And he just kind of – you know, he's been kind of relaxed and not really been, you know what I'm saying, motivated to be himself or be what he was before. So, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it is a good change of scenery from him. But from what I've seen the last few years, he's not
what he was.
He's, like I said, he's like that Jeff Teague type dude who used to be really good, but now he's just solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Now, you said that was a good point because he went from Milwaukee to New Orleans. It's like, no offense to nobody in New Orleans, but, bro, at this point, what I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, bro, I'm trying to do some what Milwaukee was trying to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just love playing with Giannis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that could. And then, like I said, you know, like you said, I feel you. Like, I don't think he about to go out there and play 35 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, he could come have a huge game when they need it. If, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying. 100%.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, though. Like, it ain't really. No,
not a big deal. What you're saying?
Not just trying to say it like that.
That's exactly what you're saying, Mike.
I didn't say that.
You too, Kev. Both of you, you're saying it's not a big deal. That's what you're saying.
I mean,
it's okay. I'm just saying that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think it is a big deal either way. I don't think he hurts them. I honestly don't think he'll have as big an impact on the game as Pat Bev will, because, like, you know, I know, like, including us, like, a lot of people got a problem with Pat Bev, but his energy can change games, and we've seen it. Even though, like, you can say what you want to say about him, whether you like him or not, but we've seen it.
I'm definitely going to do that. And I agree with you on that to a certain extent, Kevin, but also, I mean, I see it as them probably trying to get a little bit more athletic and a little bit more size at that position. Because, I mean, was Rondo even going to come back this season? So,
but that don't – you don't accomplish that by trading for Eric Bledsoe.
I just see him being more of a physical president than Pat Beverly. He won't be a pest like Pat Beverly on defense, but – I can see him having more of an impact on offense than Pat Bev did.
I disagree with that, because Pat Bev is solid, knocking down, catch and shoot threes, for one. At this point, yeah, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just about to say, it ain't even, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, like, Pat Bev is a solid catch and shoot three-point shooter, for one. And you got creators, you know what I'm saying? So you don't really... And Bledsoe ain't, like, at this point in his career, he ain't just taking people off the dribble like that and creating like that. So I don't see where he does that much more than Pat Bev. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I think Pat Bev does more to impact basketball games than Eric Bledsoe. So I think that has it has more to do that for. That's my opinion. I feel like it has it's something other than just on the court. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they
think it could be a locker room thing. You think?
Huh?
It could be a locker room thing. You don't think?
I don't know. Maybe they tired of him. Maybe they ain't like the way he put CP3 in the back or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying I feel like Patrick Beverly is a more impactful basketball player than Eric Bledsoe. So it has to be more than just basketball to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I just got one question for y'all about Pat Bev. Have y'all ever seen his high school numbers his senior year?
Yeah,
he hooped.
He averaged 38, 37, 8 steals, 6 assists, and 6 rebounds.
And that's not surprising because you remember him his freshman year at Arkansas.
No. I'm just saying. And check this out, though. And he from Chicago.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? So,
I didn't even know, like, when he came to the league and they was talking all this defensive stuff, I didn't even really know, like, that's what he did like that. Because when I saw him in college, he was an offensive player. So, all this defensive stuff was, like, kind of new to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I was just, you know, because we was talking about.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to Marcel about that the other day. He was like, hey, you know, But yeah. Hey, one more quick question, man. Yo. Why? Like, maybe because he quiet. But, bro, why they act like Cam Thomas ain't average 28 in this summer league? I'm telling y'all, this dude is ridiculous with scoring the ball, man.
Because he wasn't number 1, 2, or 3 in the NBA draft. Like that, we all knew that. Like nobody that really know basketball and follow basketball is surprised that Cam Thomas is out there doing that.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like nobody. It's politics. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go.
Because he was murking in at LSU last year and they was acting like – I'm like, do y'all not see what this dude? He a freshman.
Yeah.
Yo, if you think about
averaging
it,
he's 20 plus. What was he averaging in LSU? Like 20.
Yeah.
If you think about it though, he was kind of quiet there too because he was playing with I forgot the guy's name.
Trenton Wofford.
Yeah, Trenton Wofford. So,
well, he led the SEC in score.
I know, but who did you hear about most?
I mean,
heard about Wofford more.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out why.
Because I think it's because, even when he got to LSU, like, think about him as coming in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he was highly touted, but he's not, like, 1, 2, 3, like, not even, like, a top 5 player. So, you know, a lot of them, they get that hype, and that's what everybody focus on, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't know. I don't get it. Because, like, you take a guy like Trae Young, he wasn't, like, top 10 in his class when he came to Oklahoma. But when he got there and he was putting up all them numbers, then he, you know, he was in the media, you know what I'm saying? He was all over ESPN and all. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy because, man, he flat out get busy, man. I mean, right. Oak Hill, his senior year, he averaged 31, 31, nah, 6, and 3. Yeah.
He a certified walking bucket.
Straight up, right?
Which is crazy, though, Mike. Like you said, this dude can flat out score the basketball.
He can score, man. Like, I'm talking about in bunches, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
So is it because he's not he don't have prototypical size for a score like that?
I thought about that the other day. Yeah, and the other day I was thinking, I was like, maybe it's because he's – but I mean, like, think about this. He the leading all-time scorer at Oak Hill.
Yeah. That's saying a lot.
Like, he scored 30-plus nine times and had two 40-point games. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's saying a lot. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because he don't have – because, like, we all like Jalen Green, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody in awe of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Is it because he, like, 6'5", you know, he got that prototypical two-guard size, and everybody look at Cam Thomas as having point guard size, and he's a scorer, an undersized scorer? I don't know.
Maybe, man, because he get busy, bro. That dude can flat-out score it, man. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe, man. That's just one of them things, though. You know what I mean? Like, just, you or, know.
Go ahead.
No. What you say?
Or is it because he playing for Brooklyn and everybody looking at like he ain't going to get no minutes anyway when the regular season starts?
Bingo.
But you know what's crazy? Why wouldn't he, though?
Because that's a veteran team, and that's how everybody going to look at it. And
but who you going to take minutes from to give to him?
They traded Landry Shamet. They traded him.
But he's not – he don't fit that role that Shamet played, though.
Why not?
Because Cam is more of a ball stopper type.
So that's what I'm saying. You bring him off the bench – and you playing him with Joe Harris and them boys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
If he was a coach, Mike, how many minutes would you give him starting off?
I mean, you know, that's like you'll have to see, right, how that's flowing. But just in a hypothetical, of course not, probably, you know, between 18. It wouldn't be a lot because, you know what I'm saying, it's a different thing as a league, but my thing is a score is a score, right? So you got to find a way to get him in and utilize his strengths. Somebody that can score like that, you could use them on the flow.
So I agree with what you're saying in terms of him being that prolific scorer like that. You need to find minutes for him. But on a team like that, it's got championship aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes do you really give a rookie like that? You know what I'm saying? Like if he was a big that's just out there setting picks and getting rebounds and blocking shots, that'd be one thing. But he's a guy that needs the ball in his hands to go make plays and get his buckets. Like,
well, give it to him. Day, listen,
Mike, with them players on that team though, you can't do that.
Bruh, they was giving little homie that they kept giving the 10 days to last year. He was getting the ball doing his thing.
So he ain't
better scorer than Cam Thomas. What's homie name? That play.
The point guard?
Like Mike James.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
He ain't no better scorer than Cam Thomas. And he used to get in the game and they let him, you know, do his thing.
So I'm thinking in terms of like, okay, regular season, I agree with you. You got to find minutes for him because he can flat out score. He can get buckets. But I'm thinking in terms of like when it comes down to the playoffs and there's an 8-man rotation.
Yeah.
And crunch time, is he in that? That I guess that's what I'm going with. That's what I'm thinking.
But what I'm saying is it's always situations where if a guy could play, they could play. Sam Cassell was the same way when he went to Houston, right?
But I feel like he's a different type of player, though.
Robert Ory. But I'm just saying, you're going to find a way to utilize the strengths, though.
Yeah,
like, they got Bruce Brown out there. They the same height.
But their style is different, though.
It's different, but so that's what I'm saying. If you put him on the floor with, I don't care, any one of them guys, I think he could be effective. You know what I'm saying? Because
I think what you're saying, Mike, is
like
putting my
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I think what you're saying, Mike, is put him out there right now. I think what Kevin is saying is figure out a way to kind of work him in so he'll be good to go toward the middle of the season. Because
for what?
But because Mike, you can't, like Kevin said, that team has championship aspirations. So from jump,
right? So that's my thing. It's, I don't care how much you put him out there, he won't be allowed to mess it up.
So
his impact ain't gonna be like to where he not gonna go out there and shoot the ball 18, 19 times if he out there on the floor with them guys. But what I'm saying, if he get 8 shots and he make 4, 5, 6, whatever, and then you just keep playing him, I'm telling you, he can be effective on this team because okay. This team don't do numbers go anyway.
So look, this is how I'm looking at it. This is where I'm coming from. When if you got James and especially if any of them get hurt, then he really could be impactful. But if you got James and Kyrie on the bench, and you got Cam out there with KD, now I can see that. I can see that working. You know what I'm saying? Because KD don't really need the ball like that to score. You know what I mean? Like, he's so efficient. Like, KD can score in any situation, just like, you know, whatever. But with Kyrie and James Harden, they're ball stoppers. I can't see him being out there with them. So if I'm coaching, yeah, I'm going to find minutes for somebody like that that can score like him. But it's going to be limited. So if that's what you're saying, then yeah, I agree. If you're saying his minutes are going to be limited,
yeah,
but find a way to get him out there, then I agree with that.
I don't see him going out there playing minutes like Cade and Jalen and
okay,
Christopher and them guys.
But find a way for a guy like that.
You got to.
Yeah, I see.
You just have to find a way. If you got that just sitting over there, then basically you telling him we waiting for your deal to be up and to trade you. Cause it's like,
that's a little dramatic.
Absolutely. If you ain't putting him out there, cause after the main guys on that team, tell me who a better scorer than him.
Oh, nobody. But see, the way that team is set up though, it ain't that team is built for everybody to play off of them though. Like, it's not built. Like, I don't even think it's built for a player like Spencer Dinwiddie. Like thinking back on it now, like, I don't even know how he would have fit into that. You know what I'm saying? Because them other guys are so ball dominant, and he is the same way, but just on a lower level. I don't even know how he really fit into it. Like, I know he would be impactful, but at the same time, it's like, you could find somebody else, like a Jeff Green. Like, I would, if I'm the GM of that team, right? I surround those three guys with players like Jeff Green, those complimentary players. But at the same time, I see what you're saying, because that hurt them in the playoffs when two of those three missed time. So I guess I see what you're saying now.
Cause see, Joe Harris couldn't score.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, Dame play Shamit, I don't know why. Like, he couldn't have been no worse than Joe Harris. And we know Joe Harris can shoot, but bro, it got to the point it was just mental. He was missing layups and everything. You know what I'm saying?
No, I see where you're coming from now, because if anybody in that big three go down, then you need another score because of the way that team is built. Because everybody else on that team is built just to fill a specific role in terms, either he's a shooter or either he's a rebounder or something like that, a specialist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like big man from UGA, Nick Claxton. He come in, Claxton. He do what he do. You know what I mean? They brought Blake back, which I thought was good. Blake was hooping. You know what Blake I mean? you know what I'm saying? I just noticed ever since last year when he was at LSU, it was just like, yo, like, I really didn't think he got the love. And then I'm just like, I don't know what it is. But, I mean, he got a quiet demeanor, too. I mean, maybe that got a little to do with it. Who knows?
People just pick and choose, bro. I think that's what it comes down to. People just pick and choose who they like and who they – and it's got a lot to do with media, I think. It's got a lot to do with who the media want to, you know, want to get behind and who want to, you know what I'm saying, who they want to, you know, put in the forefront.
Right, right.
Because
yeah.
like you said, there's no better scorer in the draft than him, and I include Jalen Green in that.
Right, yeah. He man, he tough, right? I mean, he flat out get it.
Y'all think he looked the best in some league out of all the rookies?
Towards the end, I think Jalen Green separated himself like at the beginning.
Yeah.
And he did look like the clear best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of just a flat out score, I think Cam is as good as anybody.
Yeah, he can score the ball, man. You know, and one thing about it in the NBA, if you just go, you know, I think Jalen Green was, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think that
too. Yeah, he was like, yo, this, yeah. So, nah, you know. But, nah, I was just, you know, just seeing. But, man, bruh, I'm so sad, bruh.
Why?
Bro, my dog's falling left and right, bro. They need some milk or something, bro.
Man, see, that's the only reason why I don't like preseason. I don't like that they start camp so early because I be looking at the ticket daily, nervous, just waiting
too.
To see something.
Oh,
it happens,
man.
Every year too.
Yeah,
bro,
it happens every year. Like a player like Dylan Moses, you can almost say it ruined his career.
Yep,
and
he went from being probably the number one linebacker taken in the draft to where did he
not
go?
Not getting drafted at all.
Not getting drafted. So,
yeah. No, I mean, you see it all the time. You know, you saw it with that. It had a huge impact on Malcolm Mitchell's career. Like,
yep.
He never could. And that's just how good he was. He still ended up going to the league and winning the Super Bowl and everything. But, man, had he been healthy the whole time, just imagine. You know what I mean? You saw Keith Marshall too. That really screwed up his, like,
definitely him. Yeah,
bro, he
probably,
was
probably
he,
bigger than almost anybody.
He was rated a higher running back than Gurley.
Yeah, I thought he was the best out of that group because when I saw Todd Gurley being like in the opening game being like the guy. I'm like, man, I thought Keith Marshall was going to be like, you know.
He started. Keith Marshall started that game. And that, you remember they had the big games and they was calling them Gershel, 3 and 4 and all that. And coming out of high school, he was like the number 4 back in the country.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's from like North Carolina. Man.
Yeah, they both are. And he was rated higher than Gurley and everything. And them injuries killed him, bro. They killed him. Him, Justin Scott Wesley just ultimately quit playing football and ran track. But you see it, Lattimore, you know what I mean?
Marcus Lattimore, it really hurt him.
Yeah.
He had that gruesome injury, too.
Twice.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, Mike. Twice it happened to him.
That's a man, though, bro, because he came back after that first one and was killing again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm telling you, dog, I don't know if it was his sophomore year. They was playing Georgia, bro. It just felt like they didn't have no offense. They were just getting it to him. He was getting like 5 yards every game. I'm like, can this game please, bro? They couldn't do nothing with him. I'm like, bro, he was mad. And so, you know, you hate that. But, you know, with UGA right now, it's you know, Darnell Washington and the corner that came from Clemson, I can't think his name right now. Darion, and then you got Pickens was already hurt, and then it's just snowballing. You know what I mean? The center broke his hand, and Dom can't get back out there. Kiaris Jackson just getting back. Jermaine Burton. But so you know, I'm like you, Q. Like every time my phone go off, bro, I'm scared to look. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what is this? And then, you know, the little Dog Nation thing come up. I'm like, man, should I even look? You know what I mean? But two, you know, that's why they recruit. You know what I mean? And that's why it's so important, too. And see, people don't understand when you see Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Ohio State and LSU and all these schools and it's top five in the recruiting class every year. Like, and people say, well, they always are. Yeah. But it's because of stuff like this, right? So, you know, you have a tight end. So, they got the young boy. You know what I mean? Brock Bowers, I don't know how ready he is, but guess what? He had the stars on his name. He was highly recruited. Hey, man, you didn't know it was going to be like this, but here go the opportunity. You understand?
When you recruit like that, you got guys. Like,
yeah.
When nobody would even know Nick Chubb, you know what I'm saying, if it wasn't for injuries. My bad. Hold on. Let me retract.
No. I understand.
You don't care.
But explain it for the people that don't. I get what you mean.
We know what you're saying, Kevin. But
yeah. Until when Gurley got hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Marshall got hurt. Sony Michel got, like, they was like, everybody got hurt.
Well, Marshall got hurt first, and then Gurley got hurt.
Yeah. And then here come Nick Chubb. And I wouldn't even know how Nick Chubb. I was like, man, I think Sony Michel, you know, this and that, which he is, he's still good in the NFL, but
yeah.
I was like, I like Sony Michel. I think he gonna be that guy. And then Nick Chubb stepped up, you know what I'm saying? Ended up being that guy, you know what I'm saying? But if it weren't for injury as a freshman, he would have never even really got a chance.
Yeah.
So when you recruit like that, you're gonna be straight regardless.
I mean, and think about what we saying too, right? And which you hope nothing else happened, but it was so rocky for Trey Saunders. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to see him run the ball. And I remember when he got hurt, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he got hurt again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Same thing with Zeus at Georgia with Zamir White.
Yep.
Bro, that was devastating. You know, now, you know, to their credit, you know, he came back and everything. But it's just, you know what I mean? Injury sucks so bad. But, you know, like I say, you know, like you say, that's you recruit for a reason. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You recruit for a reason. And you know, everything, it'll be cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited, still just as excited to see it, man. I'm ready to
see. How you feeling about Clemson, Mike?
Old freshman. Man, I haven't really seen much of what they got. I know they got Ross came back. I know they're supposed to have the running game supposed to be. But, you know, it's kind of crazy to say with losing Travis Etienne that your running game going to be better. But, you know, and with losing the number one pick in the draft at quarterback. But, I mean, they're going to be good because, like Kevin just said, you know, you recruit like that, got a good coach. I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, me personally, when you a fan of a team that's good and supposed to be good, you know, you just gotta go out there and play. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just how that go, man. Like, I don't really, even when I coach teams, I don't trip on what's on the other side. You can't, because if you do that, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna talk yourself out of stuff and start trying to do stuff that it really don't, you know what I mean, that you don't do. And the next thing you know,
Satterwhite, but my wife put in the name of Quentin Satterwhite.
You know what I'm saying?
You're Quentin. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But, so, you know. I did get
we can hear you.
God, dog, man.
So you're Quentin?
People just do not respect when you say
information to be on it.
People just do not respect when that just be.
It's all good, man.
You straight, bro? Yeah. Handle your business.
We need a studio.
Kevin just ain't want you to, y'all be telling nobody. I'm working on it.
Come on, Mike. We need video and studio.
Word. We about to do it, man. You gonna get on the back of the truck? Kevin gonna haul you up here. That's it, bro. But Quinn, I was just saying, man, you know, y'all know better than anybody. Y'all team been great for the past 99 years. So when you got a team that's supposed to be good, you know, you don't really put no excuses out there. I mean, you got to play ball, bro. You know what I mean? Just like when Georgia played Alabama last year. Now, I wasn't that confident in the quarterback, but still, he went out there and played as well as he could. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. They was winning at halftime. What more can you ask from a walk-on to be neck and neck and beating an Alabama team that's that good? You know what I'm saying? Now, it got away from them, but, I mean, it kind of is what it is. You know what I mean? But when you got – now they got a quarterback that looked like he fit the bill, you know what I mean? And you got guys. You know, you got to go out there and play, man. I mean, that's just how I feel, you know what I mean? Like – I know Clemson good, but bro, they playing the SEC. They play top notch talent every single year. So you know what I mean? Clemson got top notch. You gotta go out there and ball, man. Gotta go out there and ball, man. Yeah. That's just how I feel.
But them, I think it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Q.
I think Georgia gonna get them.
Hey, I hope.
But see, for Clemson, to me, like, we know they're going to be good because they recruit, but whether they're going to be great depends on the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what it, because I think, like, he got a lot of talent, but he got tendencies to make mistakes too, like a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, you saw that in that Notre Dame loss last year.
And I don't know if that's just because he's young, but I kind of think he got that gunslinger mentality too. Cause he got such a strong arm, like, you know what I'm saying.
He do, Kevin. I don't know if you remember that game he played against Bryce Young in high school.
Yeah, I do. I saw it on QB1.
Yeah,
but nah, I saw the actual game too.
So look, I'm gonna ask y'all, cause I saw him play. I didn't see that particular game, but the gap. Do you think is a big gap between him and Lawrence?
Talent wise, no. Okay. Production wise, that's gonna be like that's
gonna
be seen. You know what I'm saying? Like because Trevor Lawrence was so efficient. Like
You know
what I'm saying? I don't know if you were younger Lele or whatever, however you said, I don't know if he
Q not as here.
Uwe Unga Lele.
Yeah. Uwe Unga Lele. I don't know if he and normally I'm the one that's good with the different names, but it's something about the first part of that name. I just
you ain't finna get me, Mike.
Yeah. But
DJ.
I don't know if he can be like what Trevor Lawrence was, because like I said, it's
and that's a that tough
efficiency
ask.
With Trevor. Yeah, it is. Like you talking about one of the best college quarterbacks ever, really.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Yeah, I want him right here with you.
Especially from a production standpoint, like Trevor Lawrence was, as good as anybody.
And you know, Trevor Lawrence knew when to take a shot, when not to take a shot, when to tuck it and run. He may be able to grow into that, but him that as a first year starter, I doubt it.
See, Quinn, and you hit on what my mind was, right? So my mind was like, with Lawrence, he got this calmness about him. Like, even if he mess up, it's gonna mess. You gonna mess up, whatever. He just seemed like he was out there. Like, okay, I know. Like you said, Kevin, I know I can play this game. But now it's about come down. When you that good, it come down to the execution of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Q. When to take this shot and when not to.
Another factor in this is he gonna be as good as Lawrence is or Lawrence was as at filling another superstar's shoes, like how Trevor Lawrence stepped in and filled the shoes of
Deshaun Watson.
You know what I'm saying? That
them some huge shoes to fill,
huge shoes, and he filled them like to the top. You know what I'm saying?
But and it's crazy because even if you look at, and I know people don't get this group I'm about to mention a lot of the credit. But if you look at that group when Taj Boyd and them guys was there, to me, that group is more is probably the most important because they started it all. They took a lot of the beating for, oh, they can't win the big game. But let's not get it twisted. They won a lot of games. And they and, right. and they got the Clemson brand kind of rolling, right? So even on the outside looking in, it might not play into like what you're saying. But even give Deshaun Watson a lot of credit. Bruh, to come in, let's just say from a Clemson fan base aspect, you had to still keep up with what Taj Boyd started, right? Because now, like I said, from the outside looking in, you probably weren't paying that much attention. But if you was inside and you were a Clemson fan or Clemson follower like that, you like, all right, now, you know, they said you this, this, that, and the third. Well, Taj lost three games. what you gonna do? Okay, I'm gonna up that. I'm gonna get us to the natty. Okay, dang, we lost to Bama. Ain't no shame in that. Then I come back and beat Bama when they almost killed me on the field. So you know what I'm saying? So then you got Trevor Lawrence come say, okay, they almost killed you. Right. And then here I come. I take my man spot. You know what I'm saying? And then I come in and play, and then I come and we play in the natty and we beat Bama again. And see, to me, that's the benchmark. And, you know what I'm saying? Bama, the benchmark.
I see the talent from him, from UNLA, but I don't see that confidence. And, you know, that's something you can just see sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I'm saying, you know, I'm not, bro.
I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm no expert, but just from the eye test, I just don't see it. I don't see that same confidence.
And see, it's like I say, it's like Lawrence got that calm, bro. It's like if I'm a wide out on that team or a back or whatever, if I'm playing on that side of the ball, him, it's just like, everything gonna be all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just like when they say Vince Young was in the huddle and they was about to it was the fourth and six or whatever it was in the natty, and they said he was in the huddle, just like, yo, what y'all were like, yo, we, you know, it's like that. Like, if I'm in that huddle and you see like the baddest man in this game right now, we got this. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Lawrence brings. That's what Hurts brings to me. That confidence, like when Tua came in that national championship game. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain guys. I haven't seen a big sample size, but it looked like that's what JT gonna bring to Georgia. Like, he just looked like relax. Cause that last drive against Cincinnati, I was sweating bullets. Yeah. But he just made all the throws like, all right, go chill. All right, check down. Boom, hit K-Mac. And it was just like, here we go. Come on here and kick the field goal, bring it home. Like, you know what I mean? Some guys just have it. Like you say, Kevin, you can look at them and tell it's not about the talent. It's just like you look at them.
That's it. Because, like, you take and this guy, UNLA even kind of remind me of Jamarcus Russell. It's not an issue of talent. We know you got arm talent. That ain't we know that. Probably even more than Lawrence. But the thing is like confidence and being able to process information and just making the right decisions. Can you do that at the same level? I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we just haven't seen enough of him to really make that determination, but I'm kind of skeptical about that. And not just Clemson, I'm kind of skeptical about Bryce Young in the same way.
I have more confidence in Bryce Young than Kevin does.
You got a lot more. And you know, it's crazy because we just got done talking about Cam Thomas and why he don't get the same hype as other players. And I think it has something to do with size, because I think I might feel that way just because of Bryce Young's size.
I think that's your biggest reason is because he's tiny. And when I say tiny, I say tiny when you compare him to DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah, that's a main now, size wise. That's a main.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
I guarantee you, Kevin, if he had the same, and not even weight, if he had the same height as
Trevor Lawrence.
No, not even Trevor. I'm going back to a Bama quarterback from a couple years ago. If he had the same height as Number Hurt? Six. No, number six.
Oh, Sims.
14. If he had the same height as Sims, I guarantee you probably have a little more confidence in him than you do.
I don't know, and Sims
barely broke 6 feet.
I was going to say,
it's something about when I look at a player and just see the look on their face and the demeanor. It's something about it, man.
No, and you know what, though, man? Truth be told, we all have that feeling sometimes, like the same stuff we saying, like with Lawrence. I felt that way about Matt Stafford. Like Matt Stafford, I knew he was gonna throw his picks or whatever, but I knew when Matt lock in,
he a gunslinger.
Oh my gosh, bro! It's nothing you was gonna, and he'll throw the pick and just come right back out there and just. But it was that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was that confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand what you're saying because you look at guys. Even though I'm not a Brady fan, bro, when you look at that dude, man, he coming the ball now. Mm-hmm. And when he out there on that field, he in total command, total control, right? But it's some quarterbacks you look at, you're like, is he? It's like, if it start going well, cool. But if it don't,
the
bottom fall out.
And I've been wrong many times before, but at the same time, I've been right a lot of times too.
Well, man. Yeah, and I feel, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I feel that way about him, but I feel where you're coming from because it's like that with basketball players too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can look at some of them and tell, like, bro, I'm – like, it's that look. Like, so, I'm telling y'all, like, that look Giannis had in game six, like
– Kevin got the same amount of confidence in Bryce Young as I have in Ryan Tannehill.
So,
wow. Here we go. Nah, I don't know. I think he might have a little more than that.
So it's not even that I don't think that Bryce Young is like championship caliber. I'm just kind of skeptical about it. Like, I'm not.
What part of his game are you skeptical about, Kevin?
Huh?
What part of his game are you skeptical about? Are you skeptical that he won't be able to last for a whole season or what?
It's that thing, Q. It's that. Okay, I'm going to throw a name out there. And I'm going to tell you. I bet y'all. I'm going to tell y'all. And y'all Bama fans. I'm going to say this name. And I know y'all never had a doubt. AJ McCarron.
Never had a doubt.
Nope.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's just certain people. Like, for me, Matt Stafford, Aaron Murray. Bruh. Yeah. It was like. They come in the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they ain't going to win them all, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you have that confidence in those guys, man.
For me, it's Mac Jones. For me, I have more confidence in Mac Jones than any Alabama quarterback that I've seen.
And you the way you feel about Bryce Young right now, I felt about Mac Jones before it going into last season. I just never said it.
And I hope I'm wrong.
What's funny to me is, and you know, I'm not a Bama fan, but with Mac Jones, it wasn't that I just was like, I ain't know enough. So I'm like,
exactly. That was my thing. Even though I watched every Bama game, read every scoop, every detail, it was just not enough information out there about Mac, other than the time that he came in garbage time. I mean, he made plays in, but he was going up against twos and threes in.
Nah, when Tua got hurt against Mississippi State, from then on, I saw it, bro. And it was only, what, was it three games?
Yeah, it was three.
Well, the Michigan game was the most impressive to me, the Michigan one. But I'm going to tell you.
It.
But see, okay, see, you saw the it. The it, right? But see, now I saw the talent, but then I was skeptical because he had the posse. So I'm like, but you still got to throw the ball. But you know, them dudes was running so open, bro. It was like, you know what I mean? Bro, he did, bro, you know? So I was like, maybe it's, but then, you know, Ruggs and Judy and stuff, they move on and stuff like that. So then he come back and he had, you know, the rest of the posse, and it was still, he was throwing it. You know what I mean? Because Kevin was like, he ain't getting the credit. I'm like, Kevin, what you mean? But then, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can feel what, you know, what my boy's saying. But I'm like, but Kevin, he ain't. But then he just kept on, like, with
kept
the
rising.
Yeah. Like, rising. He'll throw up, like, when he threw that pick in the Georgia game and he just had the Eli face. And he just went back out there, and I'm just like, yo, okay. So, you know what I mean? See, part of that is what, like, I that's why I feel you, Kevin, on, like, that part. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, like, the thing I saw about Mac that I saw a lot of common sense. Yeah. In the last three games. I saw him taking the right matchups. I saw him going to, well, I mean, ain't no wrong person when you was throwing to that receiving court, but –
No, I get what you mean, though. It's still in situations, the right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and then it proved to be true last year when he started, because who did he feed? He fed the guy. He felt Devontae. He fed Devontae. He wasn't looking in other directions when he should have been looking at Devontae, knowing he got the matchup, the favorable matchup. You know what I'm saying? A lot of quarterbacks do that, which I don't understand.
Kevin, now you know what I went through last year when George couldn't get the ball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then here come JT, and he throw George. Wow! Listen,
that's what
man.
I'm saying, Mike. A lot of common sense, because there's a reason why them receivers be cutting up on Sunday on the sideline. Because, hey, man, I'm open. I'm the best opportunity out here for our team to be successful, and you're not even looking. You're looking over here. You have no business looking over there. You're looking at me. When I have a favorable matchup, you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Go ahead, my bad.
And if you really think about it, Kevin, just going along what you're saying right now, on the offensive side, if you got a receiver and a quarterback duo like that, they got a favorite matchup with every snap.
Exactly.
So look, it's certain receivers who feel like that's the reason why they cut up people. Oh, he's not a team player and all of that, and he's a distraction. No, he's trying to tell you, look, man, I'm the best option out here.
Right.
There's situations out here that can be taken advantage of, and you're not looking. It's not that you're not throwing the ball. You're not even looking.
Yeah.
You're looking
yeah.
over here when you should be looking at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like I say, you know, it was so frustrating when I know what George Pickens could do when he entered the game with three
and
catches.
All of a sudden, you get a good quarterback out. You get JT Daniels out there, and all of a sudden, he gets the ball. You know what I'm
George
saying?
George erupted. Jermaine Burton erupted. Kiara's still doing his thing. Now you're getting all these guys, but George still is looking like, okay, that's the five-star. You know what I mean? And it's that for a reason. No, I feel you. And you know, I'm with you on that it thing, because it's guys like they just have that. They just have it.
Yeah,
man.
So talent ain't enough for me. It's a whole bunch of talented dudes out there. I ain't gonna say it don't mean nothing, because it obviously means a lot. But that's not a deciding factor to me when I determine like if I think a guy gonna be successful or not. It has nothing to do with talent.
Because you know, Deshaun Watson,
confidence.
You like, saw like okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm so confident in Bryce Young just for this season.
Why
is because that backfield is as stacked as it's ever been right now.
That's true.
And they got a top three pick at tackle. They got a 6-year senior at center.
All of that is true. And I understand all of that. But what I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the game versus Mississippi State and the game.
Right. Your feelings, Kevin.
No.
And all that. I'm talking about at the end of the season when you you in the playoffs and you playing a Georgia or you playing a Clemson and Ohio State who have all that same stuff that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what Kevin's saying happened to Georgia early. Okay, that was cute. Tennessee and Arkansas. But why haven't you played Bama? Why haven't you played Florida? Right? You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just like and this no knock, because I like him and I do think he got a lot of that it. But when Baker, when Oklahoma played Georgia, and they was flying high. They was woo. And then when Georgia ratcheted it up, he went to throwing picks. He went
because he was trying to do too much though. Because I agree with you on that. But that had to do with Georgia just being a more talented team.
Yeah. But I'm saying he got the it right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that made him do that. So when you got a guy that don't have the it, it just turned into shit.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Hey, Q. Okay, I'm gonna throw this name out here. Tell me if you got the it. Spencer Rattler.
Yes. That's a combination of things, though. It's you can put any quarterback in that Oklahoma
offense. No. I'm saying, do he have it? Yeah, you could put now my man Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln gonna do what it do, but I'm talking about that Spencer got it, dog.
I'm gonna tell you my opinion on Spencer Rattler. I don't know if he has the it that matters. I think he has a lot of confidence, but I don't think
you don't know if it's good confidence is what you're saying.
I think he a lot of mouth. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me stop trying to
He got that confidence
you're talking about.
He's super cocky.
I don't trust him fully. When them dogs get after him like that, I need to see that when them big boys, when them real dogs get after him.
All right, I see what you're saying. I
need to see that because Spencer a lot of mouth.
And then you know, Kevin, in the Big 12, that ain't gonna happen to playoff time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't fully trust him. I don't think he has the it.
He got a lot of mouth now. He has
the confidence. But I don't know if he got that true it.
Yeah,
you're right. It's a difference.
He reminds me.
It's a big difference.
I ain't gonna say he reminds me of Johnny Manziel because Johnny.
No, Johnny could play now.
Oh Jesus,
who was worse though? Who was worse, Johnny or Baker?
With what? Johnny.
What you mean?
As far as cockiness on the field.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny
might be top five, period, when it comes. Man, you want me to tell that? Man, and then come out there and do his thing.
That was a bad man right now, there. Baker, that dude he feared nobody.
Baker? Not Baker? Baker?
I wouldn't fear nobody either if I'm throwing to Mike Evans.
Yeah, but bro.
Q, don't start that shit.
Johnny.
Johnny
was a bad man.
Hey, Mike Evans, and I respect Mike Evans, and I like Mike Evans. Mike Evans went from what I thought was just a big body basketball player into a very, very good football player, wide receiver. But let's be real. We wouldn't have known as much about Johnny Mike, if it weren't for Johnny.
Yeah. But
let's be real, not you.
Y'all getting tired.
Johnny Cabal.
No, I agree because you didn't know that. Like Mike said, you didn't know that about Mike Evans until when he dropped them 200 and whatever yards it was against Bama.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Johnny did his thing. But like I said, in terms of Spencer Rattler, I need to see him elevate that team because I don't see it. I think when they
you think it's him elevating the team or the team elevating him?
He gonna have to elevate that team because there's not enough. There's not enough overall talent on that team to get them where they need to be. So it's gonna have to be him elevating that team, and I feel like when them dogs get after him, when that elite level talent, when that Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State get after him,
and
I don't think he's gonna be able to handle it.
And even going keeping that point going, Kevin. Think about it. When he gets to those teams, because his defense is so bad, he's going to have that pressure on him to have to score almost every drive.
Now that right there, Q. Now that might be the biggest point any of us have made. That's facts. For real. Because, see, think about it. LSU defense wasn't what we know LSU defense to be. So they was giving up a lot. But Joe was just like, all right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go, Justin. Let's go, Chase. Let's go. You know what I mean?
You remember how quick they got down 20-0 against Alabama the last time they played them? That was first quarter. No, it wasn't no coming back from that. And Kyler Murray brought them back to within 11-11. But I mean, they had dialed the offense back by then.
That's another one with the itch.
You can tell, like, I go opposing quarterbacks, I judge them by how much fear they put in me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I definitely
Johnny Manziel and Cam Newton put more fear in me as a fan than any other quarterbacks in the history of college football.
Okay, now I ain't gonna lie, Tim Tebow used to teach.
Yeah, he's y'all dirty.
I'm so glad to see that boy go.
He used to do y'all dirty.
Get him out of here.
But shortly after that, you know what I'm saying, I got to put Deshaun Watson there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, Bama handled him. Well, I didn't say they handled him. They beat him the first time. I got to put Deshaun Watson in there. Kyler Murray, I always felt like they still had a chance, even though they was down by a lot when they played Bama. I always felt like they had a chance though with him. You know what I'm saying? I was always like, even though they was up three scores, I'm still like, okay, keep scoring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, run he dangerous. Ball,
slow
he
the dangerous. Clock down because this dude, you know what I'm saying? I'll run the clock out because this dude can still put up numbers now.
Yeah, he dangerous, right? Yeah. So he one of them Russell Wilson types.
Yeah. I just can't see Spencer Rattler being on that list is what I'm saying, I guess. And I can't see right now, I'm not confident Bryce Young will be that for opposing teams.
But I'm going to tell you.
I hope it happens, but I'm not confident.
But see, this is where Nick got that, you know, like that LeBron factor, that Ray Lewis, that Draymond. He get him right.
Yeah.
Man, Ken ain't no real Bama fan, man.
I'm that Bama fan that don't look through crimson glass.
You want to borrow mine?
Huh?
You want to borrow mine?
No, I'm straight. I don't think yours come off.
No. Hey, Kevin. Yeah. Hey, look. He had him surgically implanted.
Yeah.
I got these permanent crimson contacts in here right now.
Yeah, you got crimson LASIK.
Yeah. That's what he got. That's what he got on everything. But
no, Kevin, I get what you're saying. I just, you know why I feel like that though? Because I feel like Saban and Bill O'Brien have talked to him enough, and they know football. They know if he takes one hard lick, it's probably going to be over for him.
That don't matter to me. I'm talking about at the end of the season when you were in that playoff and them dogs on you.
See what Kevin's saying.
Said ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and see, what Kevin's saying is like, you know, think back, man. Think back to some of them Bama LSU games when AJ, like, you know, come on, let's get it. You know, on them last drive, you know, tight wins. Even Greg McElroy, you know, because guess what? If nothing else, I'm going to throw the ball to Julio Jones. Right. You understand what I'm saying? When he talking about them type of situations, like, and that's, I'm telling you, I understand it completely because all I kept saying was when Georgia was winning them games, I'm like, what's up with JT? What's up with you? I ain't know nothing. I ain't know the issue. I just kept saying, dang, I wonder why he can't play. Because I knew in order to beat Bama in Florida, you're going to need that type of talent. You know what I'm saying? Because the defense could have held his own enough. You weren't going to stop neither one of those offenses because they were so top flight. But you was going to need, you know what I'm saying, a quarterback to be able to counter is what I'm saying. And once Bama, boom, boom, we couldn't counter. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't counter. Even Florida hung in there. Why? Because they had a quarterback that was, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't beat Alabama, But they hung in because Kyle Trask, hey, he could play the game. And he boom, he did what he needed to do. Bama was just a better team. You get what I'm saying? And so I understand completely what he's saying, though, man.
Let me tell you why I'm saying this, though. Why I have more confidence in it. And it has way more to do with the team than it does with Bryce Young. When was the last time Alabama lost a game because of the quarterback?
Ohio State. No, I'm just playing.
It's been a while, too.
That was more to do with Zeke. Yeah, that Ohio State too.
But you gotta understand that in the recent years, these quarterbacks have been asked to do a lot more.
Let me ask you this. One second. Did Alabama lose that national championship game in Clemson in 2017 because of Jalen Hurts?
They won it.
No.
Why not?
You talking about the one?
Because when Jalen Hurts left that field,
they was winning.
Last time they was up.
Let me tell you why you're wrong though.
Okay.
How many times did Bama have third down and couldn't convert because he couldn't throw the ball?
I don't know. When
they could have put that game away.
Okay.
So. That's the last time I can remember they lost because of quarterback. A lot of people won't say that. I'll say that because I believe that. Because I can pick out probably three drives where they had third and five or less, and he couldn't get it because he couldn't hit the pass.
But the offense was built different, though. He wasn't asked to do what Bryce Young is going to be asked to do.
Wasn't Derrick Henry on that team?
No,
Derrick Henry was on the one when they won.
Yeah, that was Bo Scarborough.
Yeah,
no, Bo got hurt. Yeah, Bo was in that. Bo got hurt in that game.
Bo was killing them before he got hurt.
And he got hurt.
yeah, but he wasn't. He wasn't the starter though. Like
yes, he was. He got hurt.
He got hurt.
Kevin,
came in and he was killing in that game.
Yeah, Damian Harris was the starter.
My boy D. Harris. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, but I'm saying. To that point though, to Kevin's point, you had D. Harris, you had Bo Scarborough and all that. But so what Kevin's saying is now the offense more pass oriented is what he's saying. And what Q's saying is they gonna rely more on that run because of the youth of the quarterback and because of the stable of backs. Right.
Yeah, I just think it's gonna be a different offense than it has been the last three seasons. Sorry.
Well, it's gonna have to be.
I'm gonna stop arguing with you because I hope you're right.
Listen, wait, hold on. It's gonna have to be when you lose the Heisman Trophy winner that caught eight more passes walking to the bus after the natty with one hand. Yeah, it's gonna have to be a different offense when you lose him and Waddle. Yeah, it's gonna be a little different.
Who might have won the Heisman if Smitty didn't win it?
I'm still saying no to that. Smitty was gonna win the Heisman.
No, Mike. You're wrong about that.
He would have had the numbers.
Jalen Waddle would have been
him in receiving before he got hurt.
Well, exactly. If he wouldn't have got hurt, running back man would have won it.
Okay, we might be able to go with that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or Mac might have won.
You might have had four Alabama players in as a finalist for the Heisman.
Mac might have won if
Najee.
I think Mac might have won if Waddle didn't get hurt. But Waddle's so dynamic that there's no way. I don't think there's no way Smitty would have won that thing.
Because he would have had receiving and return yardage.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Smitty won. So nah. Nah, I love Smitty though.
I love both of them.
But on
Smitty here in a little bit.
On the real though, I don't know. I Bryce got he is small, but he gonna do what he do. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he's gonna do what he do. But like I said, man, I ain't worried about no regular season because I know what he's gonna do in the regular season. I know he's gonna tear it up. I'm just not so confident that when they play the top dogs, that he got that it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not confident in it. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not confident.
Oh, you gotta be logical about stuff, man. Hey, dog, man.
But look, so look, now both of y'all feel that way about. Level, he feel that way about Tannehill, and you feel that way about what's his man?
Kevin will actually give Bryce Young a chance. I ain't giving Tannehill no chance. You gonna have to prove me wrong.
I just don't understand that.
Kevin, like you said, just some dudes you don't like. I look at his face and I don't like him. Yeah, I don't trust.
What liking got to do with anything, though?
I look, Kevin. Look, man. I ain't saying it made sense. Okay, I just said what it is.
Okay, I can get with that then.
I don't
know
like
what
it.
You're saying don't make no damn sense. Then I see where you're going.
Look, man. He ain't did nothing to wow me. So until he does, then he just wide receiver Tannehill.
That's not the type of Mark. Go ahead, Finn. What you were saying? We done just took the conversation somewhere else.
Nah. So look,
damn, you got confidence in him. He got confidence in Bryce Young.
I was saying, what is it? Miami off the rip. I got Bama in that one pretty good, but nah, yeah, it's gonna be good. So look, check this out. Speaking of Smitty and all of that, Philly about to play in a little bit. And, you know, Jay Hurts. And so what's up? How y'all feel?
Oh, man. There's something about Jalen Hurts I just like, man. It's something about that dude that I'm just a fan of him. You know what I'm saying? And I want him to be successful in every game that he played. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I just, you know what I'm saying? That's just the type of dude that I follow, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him do good.
Yeah, I'm a big Jay Hurts fan as well. It's just hard not to root for a guy like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a stand-up dude. You know, of course I know I don't know him personally, but just everything he shows. Yeah, man. He's just go about his business, you know what I mean? Love the game of football. That's what it's about. All that other stuff you can keep, you know what I mean? Like all the theatrics, all the drama.
You got to
let him play ball.
Yeah, I think most dudes in the situation he was in, like the situation Quinn was just talking about, where he got pulled in the national championship game, most dudes would have crumbled. And that would have just like killed them, possibly killed their career. This dude ended up being an NFL quarterback, possibly going to end up being a starter, probably should be the starter for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. You know what I'm saying? Most dudes, that would have crushed them. They wouldn't have had that type of, you know what I'm saying, resiliency to get to that point.
Take it a step further, bro. He came back to the same school.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Like, that's that in itself.
And helped.
Yeah.
Helped them get to the national championship.
Don't remind me. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. I was like, would they please stop here tooling so hard? Because if Jalen Hurts come in this game, it's going to be trouble, bro. I'm telling you. This is what I told. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Kirby done schemed up for Tua. He was banged up, and then they banged his ankle up early. And I'm like, man, y'all can't knock this cat out the game, dog. Like, you just cannot. Because I'm telling you, dog, a player like Jalen, and then, like, he had that chip. See, people like that, they don't speak with their mouth, bro. They speak with their actions. You feel me? Like
that. That he had he had improved so much. People didn't understand how much that he improved that year he was behind Tua at Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't come in as a passing quarterback. He came in as a runner that needed to develop. You know what I'm saying? But he just – the situation just happened to be where he had to step in because the guys in front of him just couldn't get it done. You know what I'm saying? So he ended up basically being the guy, you know what I'm saying, early on in his career. And he needed to develop. But that year, his junior year, well, actually it was his senior year, he had developed a lot that year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I just, you know what I mean? Like I say, cat like that, man, it's just, come on, dog. Like, you know what I mean? He one of them, like you said the other day, if you got a problem with him, it's you, not him.
Jalen one of them dudes where, you know, if your daughter got to marry anybody, you wanted to be a dude like him.
You feel me? Yeah.
Yeah, the type of dude you want your daughter to bring home.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
As far as I can see from the outside, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't know the person.
Right.
But, you know, from the outside.
Nah, man. But I just, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, so Smitty playing tonight?
Yeah, he playing. Well, he suited up, and they said he expected to play.
Oh, okay. That's what's happening, yeah, man. Like, you know, that – both of them. And then they kind of like the same personality a little bit. Like, you know what I mean?
I think that's why I like both of them, because I think they personality kind of like similar to mine.
Right.
You know, that laid back, you know, ain't tripping by too much.
Right. Yeah, it's Mad Quinn. What? I just tell him the thing, but he's trying to get back in. Hold on. This man's stupid. Can I let him in? Hold on.
Yeah, man. I'm happy that Jalen and Smitty ended up on the same team. Like, for me, from a Bama football fan standpoint, I'm loving watching the Eagles right now.
Right. Nah, man. That's, you know what I mean? Like, especially like being a fan of Alabama, you know, that's your favorite squad. And then two players that good, you know right. what I'm saying? Like,
it's almost like the Titans, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing I got to watch. Cause I got to watch Julio and Derrick Henry, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, you know, and even like when you just, you look at it, and like I say, players that good on the same team from your squad, yeah, it make it all good. It make it all
and
good.
My bad. I don't forget Tua and Jalen Waddle.
That's right. Speaking of Tua, bro, like, what up? You know what I mean? Like, I know you fed up with all of the, you know what I'm saying? But, like, What you?
Hey, for some people, man, the road just a little rockier than other people. It's just gonna be a little harder for him. You know what I'm saying? In terms of people accepting him, you know what I mean? Like, for some reason, there's just some guys that people just they gonna give a hard time. They're gonna be skeptical about. I guess the same way I'm skeptical about Bryce Young. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when the media do it, it's like. Seems like it's impactful sometimes because they were talking about drafting another quarterback and all that. I'm like, man, come on, man, get a dude some time. And then in the first preseason game, he threw a pick. Oh my God, they just had a, you know what I'm saying? They just had a fit, man, threw one pick. He was like 8 for 9.
But you know that, like, it's crazy because it's like, all right, he threw a pick. Okay. Like, quarterbacks throw picks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happened. Not to mention a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, some people just get more scrutiny than others. I don't know the reason of sometimes. Sometimes it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe people don't like you. I don't know what it is.
And then it's like some cats can't do no wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it ain't never their fault. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like, take Mac Jones. He on the other end of the spectrum. Like, I've noticed that the media is on his side. They like him. They want him to be the quarterback for the Patriots right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not coming out and saying it. But if you watch the NFL Network or any of these other, you know, channels or stations or whatever, they want Mac as the quarterback, and you can see it. You can hear it in their voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like,
and I like Mac too. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. But
you know, no, I feel what you're saying, because it's like the media kind of like they did well, still kind of do like with Baker Mayfield. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tried to make everything he did as like negative, or you know, even with the commercial thing. Like, man, y'all gotta relax. He's doing too many commercials and whatever. And I don't know how much going on that stuff, but whatever. But I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Like, how can you even say that he's doing too many commercials? That's like saying you making too much money. Like, come on, bro.
I don't really get that. You know what I mean? Like, so where he ain't working, because, and how often is he doing commercials?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel what you're saying on that. You know what I'm saying? What? What is he doing? What is he doing? Let me see if we can get him connected back up. Quinn having technical difficulties. I sent him the thing. Hold on. Tell Quinn to pay his internet bill. Wow. Let me see. But yeah, man, it do seem like, you know, once sometime when the media say stuff, it do grow legs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they start kind of piling it on. And And even because even to like with the whole situation with Tebow, I guess it was a block or something he missed, and it became like everywhere. I didn't watch it or see it, but my thought process was that ain't breaking news. Tebow ain't never been no tight end,
right?
Like, so he missed a block, duh. Like, tight ends that play tight end is blocked. So, you know what I'm saying? But right. It's just, you know what I mean? People just be trying to get stuff out there or whatever like that. Because when has he not been the media darling at the same time? You know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know, I think it just, sometimes it just, I don't know. It's just crazy.
That's part of, the other part of it is, these days you got people on TV 24 hours talking about this stuff too, so they gotta find something to talk about.
True.
So if there's any like little crack in the armor, you know what I'm saying, they going for it. They gonna find something.
True. True. Cause like you say, they gotta have something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what, they, you know what I'm saying? They like, oh, this, yeah, you right. Because they on TV so much.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But man, it's oh man, Kerryon Johnson got cut the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. That's crazy to me though. Like,
he's such a good player.
Yeah, he got released from the Lions and then from the Eagles. Like, and the Eagles running game was not good.
Yeah. I remember watching him in high school. He played against my high school.
Yeah. That's right.
State championship. And he was a receiver then at the time.
For real?
Yeah. He was playing receiver. He was a freshman. And he was going to get it, too. They were just throwing him jump balls. He was going to get it.
That's crazy. I don't see how. That's crazy to me getting released. I see they gave Elijah Holyfield a chance. He don't know. He don't know.
That's what's up.
Man, Logic, he tote that rock.
Yeah, he do.
Oh man, yeah, but
yeah.
Oh yeah, you in Hall of Heaven. You about to get to watch Jalen and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even think about it till I just looked right now. I'm like, oh, they playing the Pats. Like, I mean, I knew they was playing them, but I ain't really put two and two together. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Okay. Yeah. We better go and wrap up then, because they about to get started.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Quinn fell in the river, y'all. And
yeah, he wasn't talking about that no way.
And so he disconnected. But yeah, man. Go ahead and watch this man and see what's up. I'm trying to see if because it was something I had wanted to say real quick, but I don't even remember what it was. I'll probably remember it next week. But yeah, man, we're gonna wrap up, man, because I want to check these boys out too. Hey, look, I don't know what you were saying might come to fruition though, dog. Hey,
what's
Cam might not start.
I feel like they don't want him to, but at the end of the day, I mean, best players got to play. I mean, Mac do fit more of the mold of what they used to doing than Cam, but I mean.
Now, if it's one person that we know going to put who he feel the best out there, Bill Belichick is going to put whoever. Yeah. Ain't no old, this ain't no media swaying him.
Yep. And Cam is he ain't what he used to be. Like not in the last few seasons. Like, we ain't seen that MVP caliber Cam Newton. So I mean, don't get me wrong, he was a bad boy.
Yes, sir. And he was playing well at the beginning of last season.
Yeah, but we just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see now. We'll see. For sure. All right. Yeah, man. Well, that's a wrap for us, man. It's another edition with Relax and Take Notes. Mike Page, K-Dub, Quinn jumped in the late. Once again, y'all keep on peace and positivity, man. And we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.